Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Well, on March 8th, my credit card was charged, and I had canceled this whole business. So I wanted a refund.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
93405.
And your first and last name?
Gerald Beck, B-E-C-K.
All right, Ms. Beck, for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
1810 Portola Street, San Luis Obispo, 93405.
Okay, so I do see here that you had the testo oxy and the nitrox oxy.
I don't know what it was. I never even took any of them, so.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see here, and that product is designed to, well, that's actually a male enhancement designed to increase your sternum, stress drive, muscle mass. It also works with the blood.
I never tried it. The formula, I didn't. Anyway, it's, you went ahead and charged me for whatever, for $92.90 on March 8th.
Okay, so it's actually showing that I'm looking here in your. Because I do see where the nitric oxide was canceled and refunded. However, you didn't cancel the testo. So that's what you were charged for.
Okay. Well, I didn't know there. When I called in, I said I wanted to cancel all of them or whatever. And then this one came through.
Okay.
So I want to cancel it now. I haven't received it.
To take off nitric oxide, customer stays there. They never wanted that once. Canceled the nitric oxide and refunded the charges because it had not yet shipped. So, yeah, they did. Let me see. So, it's showing that the testo, well, it's actually showing that both were delivered on February 22nd.
I only had the initial quantity or whatever. Do you want me to send it back to you unopened? I can do that if you want.
Okay, now the only thing about that is because of COVID-19, we're not able to take any product back. And of course, we definitely wouldn't want to lose you as a customer. So what I would love to do is place the account on a 30-day hold. It gives you a chance to actually try the product out so to see if you're receiving the results that you were seeking.
No, I'm not even going to try it, okay? I just want the refund, $92.90.
Now, all sales are final with that product, Mr. Beck, so we wouldn't be able to refund it back. Now, what I can do for you is provide you with a 35% discount for all future purchases of that product.
No, I don't want any of that. I just want the refund.
Okay. So, unfortunately, all sales are final with that product. And again, we definitely wouldn't want to lose you as a customer today. So
well,
what I
I'll
can
tell
do
you what,
you
I'll
is,
just go through the credit card and get it canceled that way, if that's what you want me to do.
Now, I can go ahead and cancel the account out. Therefore, you wouldn't receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more product. And again, all sales are final with the product. So what I can do for you for the $92.90, I can provide you with the 35% courtesy refund, but just the fact
well,
that
did
the
you
account
hear what
wants
I said? I just want the refund. I don't care about any discount since I'm not going to use it.
Okay, Mr. Beck,
I
said
want,
that I can provide you.
I just want a refund of $92.90.
Okay, now I definitely can't guarantee you that we can give you a full refund because that merchant does have a no-refund
well,
policy.
Well, what I just got through telling you is I'll just go through the credit card company.
And I definitely understand that. However, I do want to inform you that due to the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product, and it does notify you to cancel that product on
well,
or before the 14th
I did cancel
day.
It. I did cancel it. I thought I was canceling all of them.
Okay, so
the fact
that
you have three different telephone numbers or whatever, when I called in originally, I canceled all of them. I thought that's what I was doing. So
no, sorry, it's actually showing.
Okay, well, anyway, let's not argue. Let's just say I'm going to go through the credit card company and tell them that, and then you can do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
But I'd appreciate if you'd put through there. I wanted the $92.90 back. Okay.
Okay, I definitely would notate the account. However, I just want to inform you because, again, due to the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions,
okay,
it does make these charges valid.
You've informed me already. You've already informed me. So
what
I'm going to do is go through the credit card company.
What I was trying to say, Mr. Beck, is that I will reach out to that merchant to see if we're able to get those funds back because, again, seeing as though you agree to those terms and conditions, your bank is not going
to be
able...
Look, we're going around in circles here, okay? Doesn't matter.
Would you like for me to reach out to the merchant to see if you're able to get that refunded?
Yes, of course I would.
Please bear with me one moment.
I don't even know why I'm not talking to the merchant right now. That's the problem with this company. And then... A credit card company told me that they give it to a third party that never leaves you alone. That's what I was told. And you're the third party, sounds like. That's exactly what they said. These companies that put out these products, I shouldn't have never ordered this. But in fact, the people that put out this product use a third party people to get the money, and you're the third party, just like they said. So, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to you talk.
Okay. Well, you've heard enough.
Okay, so if you would please bear me one moment, I am going to go ahead and reach out to the merchant to see if we're able to get that refunded back to you. Again, I cannot give 100% guarantee, okay?
Okay.
All right, bear with me just a moment. All right, Mr. Bates, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So, again, I am in contact with that merchant. However, they did not offer us a 100% refund, but they did say that they will refund 50% of the $92.90 because those charges are valid.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Did you hear me?
Yes, I
Hello.
Heard you. Fine, I'm going to... By the way, I've never received any more than the initial supply, so that's one thing. I'm going to put down in my... You can... I want the full tiny $290, so...
Okay, bear with me one moment. Let me get in touch with the merchant to see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
All right, so they did not offer us a 100% refund, but they did offer 75%, and that's about $71 to $73 for the refund.
Well, I want the $92.90. I never received it anyway. I didn't need
you
to receive it anyway. Whatever
you were charged. You were charged for the
$92.90.
All right, Mr. Beck. So I did go ahead and cancel the account out in full, as well as refund you back the $92.90. Therefore, you would not receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more product. Excuse me. And the that refund, it does take 3 to 5 business days before it reflects into the account. However, it has been refunded, and whenever you're ready, I can provide you with a cancellation code as well. You'll also receive the cancellation code as well as the confirmation of that refund via email within 24 to 48 hours from now.
Okay. What was the cancellation number?
It's going to be C like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
D like David.
Uh-huh.
B like bread, B like bread, C like Charlie, C like Charlie, 18002.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.